Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Who Do, Who Do Education and Roadwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. It's joyful to be speaking with everyone this Sunday. It's a blessing to see this Sunday. I'm trying to send out a message with that. Think about it. Okay, I thank all of my listeners, all of my followers. And that really makes me feel good to have so many people listening. I appreciate it. And as for the super, I appreciate you too. You're helping me. My effect is your harming, you are helping. And you're letting me know that I'm very important and I'm taking 30 minutes of your life away. When you could be doing something else. Okay. We usually have real talk, and there is some real talk. And people don't understand this. I do this because there's a lot going on in this world. Yes, some of it pertains to magic. Some of it pertains to magic, some of it don't. It's just day-to-day situation. Okay. Example, what I'm about to talk about is very explicit. Yes, it is. And that needling, it's got something to do with children. You know, evil people out here in the world feel that they can't get to the person that they want to get to, so they use the children to get to that person. And that's the wrongest thing to do. You do not mess with children. Yes, there's a lot of voodoo, witchcraft, Haitian voodoo, demonology done against the children. And then they survive this. When they get older, when they get grown and have such a hard time, they don't understand why. It's because of somebody that was trying to mess their mother up or mess their father up. Some children are messed up from the womb. Okay, I've gotten that out. And when I say messed up, I mean hindered. Hindered real bad. Cannot find a job. Have a bad luck in their love life. Stand in trouble. In jail for something. Really don't understand what they're doing. And as I said, all do not work alike. The majority of us use spirit. And those spirits can jump into anyone or anything to bring that misery on. Not only with our children out here in the world, but to you too. And that's for the root worker shopper. You go from place to place to see what's the cheapest. Let me tell you something. You have started with one, you need to end with just one. Because when you start to mix everything up, oh, if spirits are being used, they don't know which way to go, and that can bring you more harm than good. Now, that's excellent advice. So, we're coming to this. You know when you're in trouble. I mean, you have heard of it all your life. That's a thing that, you know, have heard of this all your life. And you decide you want to call and find out a little more. Some people charge for reading, some don't. Okay. The ones that don't, you call to get all the information that you can. And then you tell them that you're going to start your work. And you don't start. You want to wait until everything get real, how must I say, excuse my French, shitty. Okay. I'm saying that because I have heard complaints and I have seen it for myself of people that does this. every single time you are to get yourself straight, you come up with an excuse. But you fail to realize that you contacted us. We did not contact you. We don't need you. You need us. And then the ones that do start work, some of you feel like you own us because you're taking a service. Okay, how in the heck is any one of us supposed to do anything if you call it stupid stuff? And when I say stupid stuff, there's a TV show on stupid stuff asking the same question. You hung up asking the question about 20 minutes ago, and they call back and ask the same thing. You don't do that. And you do not try to make an example out of anything when it comes to this work either. What goes around comes around. See, all of us can pick up when we're being talked about. All of us can pick up when you're just pulling our leg just to show somebody else, oh, yeah, she or he can do that. She or he can do that. You don't do that because the worst luck is going to come upon you. You're not going to know what hit you. And it's going to hit you right in the head. Okay. Let's try something else here. I brought that up. I brought up about children and how some people are. All right. Let's talk about this. I know that you have situations in your home, situations going on with you, your health, everything. You know, some people really are on their last limb, and they're doing evil to other people. Some people just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Well, I want to say this today. If you're on your last limb and you're picking, and especially I love to use children as an example, and you're picking a child, guess what? Your day is going to be short. It's in the Bible. You do not mess with God's children. Okay. On that note, you know, your sickness is getting worse. You're feeling worse by the day. But more than likely, you are picking at people, neighbors, friends, whatever, because it makes you feel good. See, you're miserable, and you want to make somebody else feel miserable. And that's not a good thing. And I want to tell you why. You're shortening your day. And the people you're picking on, they're probably protected. And you don't even know it. You don't know who you're picking out. See, it's best to be careful, not to do a lot of talking, not to do a lot of boasting, because you don't know who people are, what they do, who they know, or what's going to happen. And I've seen some horrible situations behind picking. And I brought up last week trust. Trust is a thing that is very fragile. Once you break it, you have to work hard to get it back, if you ever get it back. Now, if you tell your friend to come with you because you feel like you have a problem, you think that you help. But is it worth taking a chance that their friend is against you from the start? Not always. Say the word, shut your mouth. Don't say anything. Get you fixed first if you just got to go that route. But I prefer for people to be alone when they come to me or contact me. I'm sure it's some talking, you know, afterward. But when you're talking to me, don't have anybody else in on the conversation. I have experienced a conversation where I've been knowing these people for years. Well, this man, and he had his cousin with his lady there. He told the lady everything. Oh, they wanted to jump in on it too and get some help. Well, I discovered they were both drunk, and you cannot believe anything that they say. anything. See, that's what you call a freebie freak. Freebie freaks want everything free. And then the alcohol part, they're so into alcohol, they don't care whether they eat or not. They don't care whether they sleep or not. So I'm going to get off that because that's got me overwhelmed. Okay, negativity, ill will. Somebody you meet and every time you speak to them and ask them if they're okay, they have something horrible to say. You can be talking about how beautiful the sky is. They have something horrible to say. You stay away from them because that can hinder you. Especially if you are trying to get yourself straight, trying to get Christmas, Jesus, Texas, trying to cleanse yourself, trying to go forth in your life, you stay away from those people. You can speak to them and just go on because they're not going to do anything but bring you down. Are people coming to your house? Okay, you haven't seen a person in a long time, and all of a sudden they're coming to your house. They don't have to be doing anything to you, but they're after somebody else. Well, some of that crossfire could get on you, especially if the person that they're after is close to you. When I say close, probably real close, on the other street, something like that. And I want to go into direction. Please, 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 follow direction. If we tell you to do something, do it. We have the toughest part. You have the easy part. We wish we had the easy part sometimes, but we don't. And you don't do exactly what you're supposed to do, you're not going to get the results that you want. If a worker's kind enough to tell you of something that's going to really, really benefit you, please follow those directions precisely. I know that there are rules to some things as to when to do it and everything, but follow those rules, especially if it's reaches out far into the spiritual plane. I'm talking saints, angels, archangels, all of that. It takes all of your strength to draw in angels. Almost all of your strength. Okay, I would like to talk about hag riding. People call it witch riding, hag riding, but really, it's the work of the devil. It is a strong spirit sent by another worker to hurt you. Those attacks will have you tired. Example, when you get ready to wake up, you can't wake up. You feel like something heavy is only holding you down. You feel like you're being held, but you're flying across the room, and you know that you're not flying across the room. And some people get hit every single day with hag rides. One remedy to that is open scissors under the bed. They cannot stand still. Another thing, while this is happening, the best thing is in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The next thing, the 23rd Psalm, they cannot hold you with the 23rd Psalm. They can't do it. Anyway, moving on, I would like to tell you just one little simple thing to banish a little negativity. If things are not too harsh around you, you need a purple candle, you need a white piece of paper, and rosemary oil, or even rosemary to roll that candle in. What you do with it, you describe on the candle for all negativity to be banished. Okay, on the paper you're writing in black ink, but all negativity that's being sent to be returned. And you burn that paper when that candle starts burning. Do not put the candle out. Don't do that. Okay. Now, after you do that, you get rid of the remains in the water. You go to water that's far away from you and throw it in. Now, that finishes negativity. Okay. I gave you a conscious tip, and I hope that, honey, you really listen to that one. Because negativity is turning to something else. There's rules to everything. Now, as for, let's see what I want to say. As for working with candles, you never work with a candle until you get that advice from your worker. You never do that. Because if you do, then you just mess things up if you're already working with them. Let them advise you. Let us advise you. That's what we're here for. And that's the reason of my broadcast, to tell you of this. Not to pick on anyone, not to make anyone angry, but to tell you of the things that will help you, to tell you of the things that may harm you, yes, and to give out some very important information. So, excuse me. So, with that being said, I would like to bring up another thing. When you're in the company of a worker, if there's some misunderstandings about this, please don't rummage it through your purse or more than your pocket. Please do not, be squirming and everything. If you're nervous, just take your time. And, you don't have to get out to go in right away. Just take your time to calm down and go in. You can get the best work done like that. But when you're wrong just in your purse or your pocket, that's not good. Because you might get that. Some are very, very paranoid. You don't do that. Okay, husband and wife, let's talk about this. You're working with a couple work. They get husband and wife. Okay, husband suspects the wife of cheating anyway, but the husband used you to bring it out. He told me this and told me that. I did you a cheat. Don't do that. Do not lie on us. Now, that's a basic thing. Do not lie on us. Those were your thoughts. We already told you what the real deal was. There's no need to lie. No matter how much somebody tell you that this person is not cheating, then you think that they are cheating on you. So there's no need to go back and try to start a fight. Well, if you're going to start one, leave about us. See, that's none of our business right there. Well, would you go back and start a fight or not? No, people are into a whole lot of things. Once I speak, I was going to take some calls, but I speak to a whole lot. Okay, now, putting us in your mess is the wrongest thing that you can do. And if you befriend the worker, please never let them down. Never let them lose their trust in you either. We are human, just as everyone else, and we do have feelings. But with us, our feelings, can lead to us doing other things. And I really don't like wicked things. If I feel like it's being done, it's just like pushing. If someone pushes you, You try to walk away, but they keep pushing, you're going to push back. And my next thing is about trusting again. Trusting someone that's always been horrible in your life, or in the past. And then they start to do this thing, say, well, I'm going to just spit it out this week. They are not for you. They are not, and I repeat, are not loyal to you. That is a setup. It's a trick. It is something behind it. There's a motive. Now, I've said it in so many ways that it's not funny. You know, it's nice to have something going on like this where you can be informed. Okay, conjure in the workplace. Let's say you have, we're going to call it a desk job. Let's say you have a desk job. You go to work, and your desk is always with the own arm. You would think someone is clean. No, it's not. And you have burning feet when you go on the job. That's a hot foot. And if you feel this or see this, you really need to get in touch with one of us right away, because that can be fixed in a way that you want it. And I'm not going to say how, but anyway, if you want that fixed, it can be fixed. And working with people, you know, let's say the trouble client, I hate to say it like that, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, work with the careful little people, because they will lie and lie and make it look like something is wrong and, you know, kind of turn your head from really looking into it. And those people feel that they can go out and do anything, even break the law, kill someone, and you will be there to take up for them. I heard a person say one time, oh, I don't care what goes on. I can do anything because I have a worker that will mess them up. That's the wrong thing to say. That's the wrong thing to do. As long as you're not starting anything, you're okay. And there's a lot of innocent people out here that's messed up. But going back to the conscious tip for negativity, do it as something else. We talk about chamomile, the chamomile tea, which is used for luck. But when you're going to gamble, when you're going to play cards, or water, or anything that you wash your hands in, that is also used to calm you down too. Chamomile is very good. Some children drink chamomile. It's for people that, you know, really can't unwind. They are full of energy or they can't sleep, and that is good for you. Chamomile. Yes, you can ingest that, but it is used for other things too. You know, chamomile is used to, how do I say, heighten money rituals and money spells, conjuration of money. Yes, that's how I would say it, and I hope you understood everything that I said. See, I give out different meanings. Because there's some smart people, some people that are not getting the first thing that you say. And I'm going to say again this week, I really appreciate all of my listeners. It really, you know, it really brings me joy to be speaking to so many people. And I'm sure many of you can relate to some of the things that I speak about. And I love it. Okay, we have gone far into this show. Okay, people, I just want you to be safe. I will never give out anything that may hurt you. Oh, my God, speaking of hurt, be careful. Those of you that love to play with urge, even if you're not a worker, that play with urge, please be careful of those with this. most of us, nothing but graveyard there, but in the same way destruction. Clients, you do not take that into your house. I know that that is used for tons of things, but you do not bring the graveyard dirt into your house. Do what you have to do with it and leave it at that, because that will bring a whole lot of misery to you. And now that's a warning. Never mess with that. And when you go out into the graveyard, to be safe, wash your shoes off, the bottom of your shoes, with a little ammonia and a little salt so that you don't track it in the house. So you never know what kind of spirit you attract. I mean, you're walking and you're seeing one grave, but there's lots of other graves right there. And you're stepping on all that dirt. You don't know who you're bringing home with you. And I think that was nicely put. Congratulations to all the children that are doing so well. Congratulations to you. Mothers and grandmothers, please uplift your children every day. Tell them you love them every day. Children, you do the same for your mother and father. Because, you know, most of the time this needs to be heard. This really needs to be heard. And it gives you this strength to go on. Now, that was a positive note. See, it's not always about magic and consciousness. Oh, beware of the demonology by Satan trick. Pour salt all over your stove, and you will have good luck. No, you will not. You will not have good luck. It doesn't do anything. People have looked that up online and did it and had complaints. And so I cannot fix something that wasn't going to work in the first place. That's just like making a mess. That's just like spilling juice on a white carpet. So, I've gotten that out. I knew it was one more thing that I had to mention. I think that this was a nice show, great show today, because there's a lot of things that come out. And on next week, I want to begin the show by taking callers, because I haven't been doing too much of that. I'm sure that most of you do agree that I haven't been doing too much of that, but I want to start that out with taking callers. And it may be 1 to 2 calls per show. But once I take you, you cannot call back into the show to ask questions for another 6 months. So think about that. Please try to follow my rules. I love you all. And I would enjoy speaking to some of you. Well, we're at the end. I hope that everything that I have said on today will carry you through the week. I really hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that you enjoy the beginning of your week. Mondays are always slow, but remember, you are blessed because you are here. Okay. All right, now, like I said, every show has a meaning. There are many things that come out, and I hope that you all listen to what I say. Much love to you all, to my family that I know that is listening. I love you. You have been a great inspiration to me. Until next week, God bless everybody.